Esteemed ministers, distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, let me begin by congratulating Jose Graziano da Silva for his re-election as a Director General of FAO. Iceland has always seen FAO having an important role within the multilateral fora. Best known in Iceland is FAO's important normative function in the field of fisheries. Today, Iceland has three main focus areas in its work with FAO, namely fisheries, land restoration, and gender equality. These have also been among our four focus areas in the Rio Plus 20, the SDGs, and the post-2015 development agenda. We all know how important this year is for all of us, as we are about to set new goals for the future we want. Universal Sustainable Development Goals, the new development agenda, financing for development, and to negotiate a new climate agreement. With all of these on the table, Iceland strongly feels that FAO has a significant role to play. With the new SDGs in mind, allow me to highlight two issues in the context of food security and the need to end hunger. One is sustainable land management, and the second is sustainable fisheries. In these fields, FAO has to show a global leadership and be where it's needed among stakeholders. Mr. Chairman, we cannot hide away from the fact that land degradation impedes the sustainable development of all countries and must therefore be taken seriously, because without healthy soils, we will not be able to meet our new goals of the future we want. It is estimated that 33% of global soil is moderately or highly degraded, and every year an estimated 24 billion tons of fertile soil are lost due to erosion in the world's croplands. Desertification, land degradation, and drought directly affect about 1.5 billion people around the world. Thanks to FAO and its member states, the UN did declare 2015 the International Year of Soils to remind us of the vital role soil plays in our existence on this planet. 95% of our food is directly or indirectly produced on our soils, and by 2050, agricultural production must increase by 60% globally and by almost 100% in developing countries, just in order to meet food demand alone. In addition to these realities, we must not forget that in most countries, there is little opportunity for expansion of arable land. On the positive side, we know how to solve these problems, and we have the means. We just have to act. To give an example, FAO has estimated that by practicing sustainable land management, we should be able to increase crop yield by 58%. Mr. Chairman, fish is important to all of us, but it's often overlooked how important it is to employment, food security, nutrition, and income. Small-scale fisheries catch almost half of captured fish in the world, and a large proportion of this are small pelagic species. Fish is highly perishable, not least the small fish, and poor handling and processing practices compound enormous losses both in terms of volume and value. Addressing post-harvest losses can multiply the value of the catch and harness the nutritional benefits fish can supply to the benefit of fishing communities. Better health, food security, and the improved economy may then increase the likelihood of implementing sensible management of the resources, adding further benefits to the communities and nations. There is much at stake. Imagine what the impact would be, for instance, on the communities living around Lake Victoria, where the expanding fisheries for the small fish Omena or Daka is approaching 1 million tons per year. Increasing the value per kilo by only 50 US cents would add $500 million to the local economies each year. All this has been demonstrated in different various projects around the Lake Victoria. This is also very well recognized by FAO's Fisheries and Agricultural Department in their Blue Growth Initiative, which deserves a full support of Member States. Mr. Chairman, finally, allow me to end my statement by reminding all of us that none of the goals we are about to set this year will be reached without full recognition and implementation of gender equality and women's empowerment. Women are crucial for agriculture and fisheries. They play a key role in rural economies where the fight against hunger and poverty is most pressing. And remember, sustainable development and gender equality are mutually reinforcing. One cannot happen without the other. Gender equality and women's empowerment is not only economically and socially the intelligent thing for a real and lasting progress, but more importantly, it regards the fulfillment of basic human rights. I thank you.